Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We got a short update tonight just to keep everybody briefed on what's going on. And it seems like you're hearing two sides, but it seems to be accelerating. And we got Larry on the phone who has been following some of this. And Larry, how are you doing?
Oh, hanging in.
I guess I'll just start with these headlines from Drudge. Kiev on the brink. Russia hasn't used its full might yet. Congress told, expect 10 to 20-year war. That's kind of an interesting comment. Pat Robinson, Putin compelled by God to invade and fulfill biblical prophecy. We're in the end times. And now oil, by the way, is at 106 a barrel, so you can expect even higher prices. And I don't know, Larry, what's your latest on this? Doesn't sound too good.
No, and what was interesting, you know, I called you late last night. We'd got information from someone from Hal Turner that apparently there had been some kind of plan hatched that they were going to bring 29 Ukrainian pilots into Poland, and they were going to give them all fighter aircraft that were already loaded to bear, and then they were going to launch from the Poland base with those fighters and go attack, you know, whoever they attack, Russia somewhere, whether it's air war or on the ground. And I told you that to me sounded like almost a false flag, because if those Ukrainian pilots flying those planes launched from Poland, Putin would probably fire on that base, and then that would start a Russia-NATO big war.
Conflict.
But now here's the headline, Stuart. Here's the headline that just came out on Hal Turner. European attempt to give fighter jets to Ukraine at base in Poland has fallen apart after Russia says we'll target any country giving arms to Ukraine.
Wow. So they backed off. So the Russian bear is waking up, it appears, more and more now. He had one eye open. It seems like now maybe the other one's starting to open, and he's starting to roust himself up. So what do you think? Where is this going to go?
Well,
you know.
Yeah, I was just going to say that all you got to do, Stuart, is look at the aggressors. And basically that's NATO, who's supposed to be defensive, but now they've become offensive. And NATO and the U.S. and the U.K. especially are poking the bear, and have been for months before this started. By the way, here's a headline, and I sent you an image, or I sent you something, I believe, a video maybe. Here's a new one from Texas News Studio. Russia just used thermobaric weapons, vacuum bombs, on Monday in Ukraine invasion, and these are prohibited by Geneva Convention.
I don't think Russia could care less what the conventions are any more than we do. So I'm not just signaling out the Russians. We do likewise. And it's Geneva Conventions may be nice sounding, but during World War II, Korea and whatnot, Vietnam, that was never paid any attention to. Soldiers that were caught were tortured to death, experimented on medically, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, I don't know. Here's a headline, though. Putin moves family members to Siberian underground city designed to survive a nuclear war. this Russian professor who also claimed Vladimir is suffering from secret illness. Why would he be doing that unless he really does suspect that the war is going to go nuclear? I mean,
I would have to say that he's taking the precautions because he's not sure this won't, or he's not sure he won't have to go nuclear. And by the way, on War Room this morning, they were putting out some of the same data indicating he has a problem mentally. They were saying that, mainstream media has been promoting the last 24 hours that Putin appears ill and is detached from reality. And I almost laughed myself silly when I heard that on War Room this morning because I thought, you're saying Putin's detached from reality? What? My God, what about Joe Biden?
Yeah. Well, of course, this is what they always do. You know, Putin's insane. He's going to pull the nuclear trigger. It's all his fault. That's what they're doing. They're laying the groundwork. Guy's insane. He's a tinfoil hat conspiracy nut. He doesn't understand that the West is loving and has no intentions of doing anything wrong, and blah, 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 blah. And, of course, the vast majority of the public laps it up. And Biden is insane in my book. He's totally incompetent. He should have been removed from the presidency a long time ago, using Article 25, I think it is. He's incapable. A lot of the stand-ins are not even Biden. He's got a look-alike. And once you know what to look for, that look-alike is appearing in a lot of places, in fact, overseas. One of the, I don't know if he was the president of some country, but he looked at this stand-in for Biden, and he was caught on mic saying, well, I know you're not Joe Biden, but who are you? You know, this kind of stuff gets covered over. But, this is what they do. Putin's insane, but Biden, on the other hand, is a wonderful, super intelligent genius. And unfortunately, the people of America, I don't know what you'd call it, naive, just don't want to believe, they're in denial. It doesn't matter. The results are going to be the same. And it'll be Biden who pushes Putin into a nuclear war. Because if they start with these sanctions, which are already going into place, and by the way, Moscow keeps saying we don't have any funds in the West, so it doesn't bother us. But who knows what really the real case is.
Here's one, Kurt.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say to what you just brought up, here's Hal Turner's headline. France warns NATO and EU will wage economic war against Russia and collapse the Russian economy. And then Medvedev, he came out and said any attempt to destroy a country is an overt act of war. And Medvedev warned economic wars often turn into real ones.
Oh, absolutely, because you have to look at this. Let's say it was reversed, and it's the United States just being cut off from everything financially. And it's destroying the nation, totally destroying the nation. So the nation basically can't exist. What would we do? Well, are you going to do what any creature would do when they're under attack? They're going to fight back, and they're going to go the Samson option. In fact, I was reading an article today where it was even mentioned, will Russia do the Samson option? Yes, they will. Got a headline here, if I can find it. It's about some expert who said that Russia will, in fact, do what it's threatened to do. I don't know if he's a psychiatrist or who he is, but he analyzed Putin, basically, and said they will do what they have threatened to do. And remember, folks, Russian state TV threatened the United States with 500 nukes Why do we need the world if Russia isn't going to be in it? So there you go. Senior Pentagon analyst, excuse me. Yes, Putin will use tactical nuclear weapons against NATO. He will. I'm positive he will. They're putting him in. This is what they've wanted right along. They want this World War III. And the people of the world are just sitting back, twiddling their thumbs, rather than getting rid of all of these people. The Great Reset people. People like George Soros. All of our illustrious, insane world leaders. All the people of the world have to do is rise up and get rid of all of them and set them back another 100 years in their fight for our new world order. And that's come out in the open as well. While we got a little time, you said that Barry Rothman's got a new code out. Let's get into that quickly.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. It's got six words in the phraseology of it, of the matrix, and he titled it Putin's Nuke Threat. And he gave a paragraph here, and the odds of this matrix is 180,578 to 1. So he really found something. Number one, President Putin. Number two, nuke. Number three, threat. Number four, Chinese. Number five, army. Number six, murder. Now, he wrote something really interesting because he said that word murder is really, really interesting. He says the code surrounds President Putin with a nuke threat, military murder, and Chinese. Question, does it hint at murder conducted in Ukraine or elsewhere? Or does it hint at an attempt to kill Putin before he can start World War III? What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good question. And how would we ever know, actually, what this is about? The only thing that we can tell you, folks, on this update, it is accelerating. And there's more and more rhetoric coming out that he will pull some stuff that probably most people in a more rational sense would not. But you have to look at this from Putin's point of view as president of a country that has to protect its citizens and has to protect its national security. And here we are killing, or they think we're killing Russia. I don't think we are. I think what we're doing is provoking World War III. It's just a question of, does it go down rapidly, or does it go down over several, three, four, even 5 years? We only know from biblical scripture that Babylon, mighty America, and the great city Babylon are in fact destroyed with nuclear weapons. So we know that's coming, and we know that has to happen. So whether we're looking down the barrel of that or not, we don't know. Any last word, Larry? We'll pick
well,
up on this
keep
right
the next, yeah, just keep a watch the next few days because Russia's told Kiev and the other largest city and Mariupol to evacuate those cities, and within 24 hours, it appears that Russia may do some heavy bombardment of those locations.
Yeah, they're expanding this operation. And here's another headline. Ukraine solution, I think I brought this up last night, possible only if Russian security interests are considered. So we're not considering it. And just a word about the trucking. This thing is huge and getting bigger all the time. I think it's a trap, but that's just my thought. Any final last word, dear Larry, quick? Hang on.
Yeah, I would... Yeah, I would just hang on and be prepared.
Yes. Yeah, this is getting ugly, folks. It really is starting to look like we are staring down the barrel of Ezekiel 38:39, perhaps Isaiah 17. We know Israel's the final target on all this. So we just have to watch the ins and outs and be careful. Things can happen overnight. Everything in America changes. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care. Thanks, Larry.